movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, coming into the weekend before Thanksgiving, this is when all the good stuff starts coming out on streaming, TV, movies, theaters, all of it. So every Wednesday in The Feed, we talk to our friend Nick Johnston from Vanyaland.com. You can read his stuff there, all about TV and movies. So what do we got coming out this week, Nick?
Well, we got a bunch of good titles coming out this week. It's sort of the pre-Thanksgiving, appetizer, I should say, to the main course we're going to have next week. Got some good stuff on the streaming services, especially, as well as one or two interesting and good theatrical titles, I'd say. We'll start with theatrical. We've got this absolutely ridiculous movie. If you've ever watched Chef's Table on Netflix or whatever,
yeah,
and fantasized about what it would be like to go out to some far-off adventurous, island and have a good time with, eating the craziest foods imaginable and made by the world's greatest chefs and whatnot. Well, there's a film called The Menu that is here to tell you that that might not be the best idea if your chef happens to look like Ralph Fiennes. So, yeah, it's it's too sort of like a prim and proper to be considered like a proper horror comedy. But it's about a young woman played by Anya Taylor-Joy, who is invited by a fellow who's played by Nicholas Holt, who really wants to try some food. And they are sent out to this tiny little island with a bunch of other rich people. And the chef has prepared for them a course of food that they will never, ever, ever forget. And, so it goes about as you might expect it to, honestly, with a billing like that and with the, casting Ralph Fiennes in it. So it's a pretty silly little comedy. I mean, if you're willing to roll with it, I think you'll have a pretty good time with it. And,
nice.
Where else can you find Ralph Fiennes yelling about s'mores for 5 minutes?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So that comes out on Friday, and it'll be pretty much theaters everywhere, yada, 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 yada. It was produced by Will Ferrell and Adam McKay, so you know what you're getting into politically.
Right, exactly.
So coming up next, we've got our streaming options. We've got two for the kids. We're going kid mode this week because you're going to be stuck at home with the children next week, and you are not going to know what to do. So here are two good options for you. First up, we've got something that will probably please the kids and the adults, and that is Disenchanted, the sequel to Disney's Enchanted, which came out about, oh my God, this is going to make me feel so old, 16 years ago, yay!
Wow.
Oh God. Yeah, everybody's back together, Patrick Dempsey somehow still acts, Amy Adams, of course, is the lead once again, and it's about the fairy tale princess and her New Yorker husband who moved to the suburbs and accidentally caused some sort of magical mishap that turns basically the entire area into a new little fantasy kingdom out in the middle of suburbia. I'm always down for some Amy Adams. I think she's very funny and she's going up against quite an interesting cast of characters, including James Marsden, who's returning from the first film as well. And since I used the word Disney and I said streaming, you can probably guess that it's going to be streaming on Amazon. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. Disney Plus.
Right.
On Friday. So you can check that out. And I bet your kids and you will find something new to sing in the car on the way to soccer practice.
Right. That's perfect.
Absolutely. And finally, we've got a bit of an odd choice. There's, plenty of other films coming out and whatnot, but I figured I'd throw this one out there just to get the nostalgia, queued up for all the elder millennials out there and maybe their babysitters, the people who babysat them. We have, yes, this is the most ridiculous thing. I did that Barney program, and in keeping with that, I'm going to go with Blue's Big City Adventure, which is, you guessed it, a 82-minute feature film on Paramount Plus, starring Blue from Blue's Clues.
Oh, wow.
And it features, not only does it feature Josh, but I don't know who that is, but apparently he's the new guy, but it features the return of Steve Burns, who was the OG host of Blue's Clues.
Yeah, the original, yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, so if you have children, if you don't have children, I do not understand why you'd watch this. You know, I know that the allure of nostalgia is pretty, you know, it's like a tractor beam. You know, it just sucks you in.
Yeah.
But if you want to check that out, it comes out on Friday on Paramount Plus.
I do have, I have kids, and I saw the trailer, and it looks like live action with that weird animation, almost like the Clifford movie when that came out. It's got the little dog, like, animated with the real people.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, that's what the trailer looked like. So yeah, which is pretty wacky.
Come on, man, that's horrible. I don't know why they need to do something like that.
All right, so you got some good stuff to watch with the family this weekend as we get ready for Thanksgiving weekend next week, which I'm sure will come with some big releases this year.
Oh yeah, we've got a ton of fun stuff coming up next week. We've got Cannibal Romances. We've got Korean War fighter pilot heroics. We've got Steven Spielberg, Walt Disney going to other planets. I mean, good Lord, it's a practical cornucopia. I don't know how you're going to be able to sit at the dinner table, stuff yourself silly, and then watch the Dallas Cowboys lose with all those movies out.
Right. All right, Nick Johnston, Vinyland.com. You can read his stuff there. We talk to him every Wednesday, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Nick.
See you then, Kevin.